This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.54, down 2.5. March corn $4.66.5, down 2.5. May corn $4.74.75, down 2.5. November soybeans were $13.42.5, down 5.75. January soybeans $13.43, down 5.25. March soybeans $13.25, up 3. December wheat was $6.43, up 1.75. March wheat $6.53.5, up 1.5. May wheat $6.58.5, up 2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were moderately lower on Tuesday afternoon. Good crop condition ratings and approaching harvest pressure combined to push values lower. In the northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 438 to 476. Soybean bids were 10 to 20 cents lower at 1318 to 1362. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 15 cents lower at 442 to 462. Soybean bids were 6 to 25 cents lower at 1342 to 1393. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 5 to 7 cents lower at 434 to 465. Soybean bids were 10 to 15 cents lower at 1340 to 1385. Wheat bids were 1 to 2 cents higher at 591 to 612. Now on to the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were 10 to 20 cents lower at 1402 to 1417. And the basis 5 to 15 cents lower at 60 to 75 over the November. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.93.80 to $5.18.80, with the basis unchanged to down 19 at 65 to 90 over the October. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were mixed at $4.64. to 479, with the basis up 10 to unchanged at 10 to 25 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 439 to 454, with the basis unchanged at minus 15 to option the December. Soybeans ended 5 to 7 cents lower at 1342 to 1372, with the basis unchanged to down 1 at option to 29 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 453 to 459. These elevators placed their soybean prices 51 cents lower with quotations at 1358 to 1363. Soft wheat closed 2 cents higher at 617 to 618, and Milo ended the day 2 cents down at 483 to 484. Now on to contract bids to producers for January delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 428 to 452 and soybeans 1311 to 1340. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 433 to 453 and soybeans from 1332 to 1352. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 442 up to 458 and soybeans from 1332 up to 1361. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.17, down 37 cents. December live cattle, $128.65, down 57 cents. February live cattle, $130.47, down 57 cents. September feeder cattle were $156.60, down a dollar. October feeder cattle, $157.87, down $1.62. November feeder cattle, $158.60, down $1.65. October lean hogs were $90.97, down $1.15. December lean hogs, $87.52, down 95 cents. February lean hogs, $88.60, down 72 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, with the Tuesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 4 cents lower in a range of $91.48 to $95.01, with a weighted average carcass price of $91.94. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 65 to 70. 4 to 5 weight at 67 to 73 and 500 to 550 at 69 to 75. Over 550 at 73 to 77. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 11,716. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 123 to 123.50 and on a dress basis at 192. Heifers on a live basis traded at 119 and on a dress basis at 194. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 405 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $98.61, which is $1.90 higher. From the Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses are $193.01, which was 1 cent lower, with select carcasses at $175.76, which was 67 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at $124,000. Compared to $125,000 for last week and $127,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at $435,000 compared to $430,000 last week and $434,000 1 year ago. Arthur Sale Barn Weekly Hay Report for Monday, September 16th compared to last week. Small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay traded 50 cents higher, with grass hay a dollar higher and wheat straw lightly tested. Alfalfa good quality small squares from 475 to 5 1/4. Alfalfa orchard grass good quality small squares from 425 to $6. Mixed grass good quality small squares at 3 1/4 to 475. And large rounds 6x5s at 40 per bale. Large squares 45 to 50. Small squares of fair quality at 250. And large rounds 5x5s at 19 to 27. Wheat straw, large rounds, 5x5, fair quality, 17 per bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield is $4.79. September corn delivered to Scottville is $4.79. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville are $13.37, and September wheat delivered to Scottville is $5.88. Their pre-opening prices again are: corn at Greenfield is $4.79, corn at Scottville is $4.79, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.37, and wheat at Scottville is $5.88. That'll do it for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 20 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning from FM 106. Color radar shows a band of showers at this point pretty much east of Route 4, continuing to move off to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer. Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M could apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, scattered showers possible, high temperatures in the mid-80s and light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the upper 60s and for tomorrow Thursday. Once again, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower, the high about 90. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-50s, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher Rich Henry of Staunton and the Lang family of Coffeen, 0.2 inch of rain, 0.15 inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, cloudy, rainy skies, 63 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
The nation's corn crop was 4% harvested as of September 15th, according to USDA's latest weekly crop progress report. That compares to a five-year average of 10%. When looking at the state of Illinois, temperatures averaged 3.2 degrees above normal and rainfall amounts were 0.45 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated at 28% very short, 50% short, 22% adequate, and no surplus. Subsoil moisture supplies were rated at 24% very short, 45% short, 31% adequate, and again, no surplus. 84% of the corn crop was denting and 25% was mature, compared to the five-year average of 86% denting and 50% mature. Harvest kicked off with 1% of the harvest complete, down from 34% last year and 14% on average. 74% of the corn crop was rated in fair to good condition, 42% of soybeans were turning color, and 13% were dropping leaves, down from a five-year average of 58% of soybeans turning color and 27% dropping leaves. 76% of the soybeans were rated in fair to good condition. 1% of winter wheat acres were planted. That's on par with last year and the average. As we look to the fields, it is becoming a waiting game with farmers gearing up for harvest. I spoke with Bill Brink of the M&M Service Company about how the local benchmark fields he looks at are doing.
Well, it's progressing. The corn is progressing fairly rapidly, as you would expect. The corn is in fully black layered maturity stage, which is probably somewhere between 35% and 40% moisture. Now, last week it was almost completely black layered, but of course this week it's fully black layered. So it's progressing. It's standing very well out there, and so there's not any kind of a lodging problem. And so I would imagine that it'll be maybe a couple of weeks before the corn is harvested, as long as we have decent weather. Soybeans also progressing fairly well in the R7 stage, which is a seed filling stage. It's beyond the pod filling stage, so it's seed filling stage. And the seed there is that I noticed here recently, the seed is pretty well developed. One thing I noticed, there was a lot of only a 2 bean per pod plants out there, but still quite a ways from maturity. It's not turning too much color yet. Maturity in soybean is defined as 90% of the pods showing brown color. and we're quite a ways from that yet. But the field does look good. There are some diseases out there, two diseases that I noticed. Septoria brown spot, which is a common disease, that's, you know, usually found in almost every field almost every year. So that's a pretty minor disease, not causing too many problems. And then bacterial blight is out there as well. Again, very common disease, usually doesn't cause any yield decrease, but we're usually seeing that every year. So soybeans are progressing, but I did notice that, you know, harvest has begun in this area. As a matter of fact, I noticed a soybean field harvested south of Litchfield here recently. So harvest has begun with corn as well. We're hearing a few scatter reports of corn coming in, being shelled. I know some producers have September contracts they have to meet. So there is some corn coming in. It's still a little bit wet in the high 20s, but obviously they're drying it down to meet these contracts. So haven't heard too many reports. The only report I've heard was coming in at about 175 bushel per acre is what I've heard. So I'm sure this will progress pretty rapidly as well. Talking to a lot of producers, they have been talking you know, all summer that probably the last week in September is when harvest may begin. And of course, that's next week. And so I would imagine within the next couple of weeks that harvest will begin. I do know that they're getting their grain dryers prepared to you know, dry down this grain. So we are kind of you know, the quiet before the storm here, waiting for it for harvest to begin full swing.
Once again, that was Bill Brink from the M&M Service Company. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.